the same, the pronunciation of numbers when you were a child, would you, the number after 26, how would you pronounce that?
27.
27. And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And would you take it from 100? What's the next biggest round number? Would be the number after 999 would be?
1,000.
And then the national debt's measured in, I guess it's the billions now.
Yes.
And before you get to the billions, you're...
It's, millions and then billions.
Uh-huh.
Then trillions and then quad. What?
Yeah, that's probably the next year's budget. Would you start with the first man and just go up, say, to the 10th man, just sort of counting up and try to say it as you would in school, just first man.
What are you talking about?
Just the first man, second man, and on up to the 10th man.
Well, I know, but what kind of man? Do you mean in the beginning of time, or?
No, if you were just, I'm interested again in how you were taught to say these in school. What do you think was the, what would your teacher tell you would be the correct pronunciation? Say first man, second man, third man. If you were in school, how would you say those?
Well, I don't quite understand. Let's see.
This again.
First. Just say first man, second man,
right.
Third man. Fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, ninth man, tenth man.
And, you didn't pause between, say, the ninth and man. You just said the ninth man.
Uh-huh.
Again, this hasn't changed, has it?
No.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. Well, this is really a kind of language history, as you can as you can
well,
see.
Well, it's fascinating.
It is.
It's a good
to study the way these changes uh-huh. have worked out. From something, again, these are just items from ordinary life. When you were a girl, how did your family life probably included many members of an immediate family, many mm-hmm. members of
the big family.
Big we've got. Family.
Yeah.
How would you refer to the big family as your
clan?
Your clan. Did you use the word kin when you were young?
We used kinfolks really rather than clan. We used they are our kinfolk.
Uh-huh.
We'd say.
I see.
And we had cousins by the dozens, of course, and uncles and aunts.
And if you'd say today, yes, she does have the same family name as I have, but we are no
kin.
Is that right?
No kin. Uh-huh.